Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. I mean. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have notes in my hand. Try not to drop them. Over the weekend, you know, we've talked about continuity of government before. And we've talked about the continuity of government. One thing is, what is the threat to U.S. national security? Everything. One of the threats to national security is dementia. This is out of The Intercept. This was on the 12th of September. This is a Pentagon-funded study that warned dementia is among the U.S. officials, among U.S. officials, poses national security threat. Mitch McConnell, Dianne Feinstein. Well, Dianne is no longer with us. But they didn't mention, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand, Biden? They didn't mention him. But according to the article, dementia is impacting the United States as a national security threat. And there are several prominent U.S. officials trusted with the most highly classified intelligence that are aging, that should resign. There are people calling for resignation. Mitch McConnell is one. Dianne Feinstein, another, who is no longer with us. And Joe Biden. On Friday, I believe I mentioned that I'd read an article that Joe Biden had stated in an interview that, he had stated publicly that he was born in Israel. Well, JD, the manager of the station, told me today that that's not what he said. I had read that, and I'm going to have to research to see what he did say. But the thing is, there are so many things that Joe, the not president of the United States, says that is you can't understand. Dementia, a national security threat, according to a study published by the RAND Corporation, the research division, in April of this year. Individuals, quote, who hold or held a security clearance and handled classified material could become a security threat if they develop dementia and unwittingly share government secrets. Well, sometimes they don't unwittingly share government secrets. They willingly share government secrets. Like Mitch sleeping with the enemy, McConnell. Dianne Feinstein can't share secrets ever again. So I wanted to begin. National security threats. Everything is a national security threat. Donald Trump is a national security threat. The J-6ers were a national security threat. Proud Boys a national security threat. And chances are that anybody that claims to be a conservative, the fact is, anyone who is supportive of the truth media is a conservative, a Christian, is a security threat, as we're finding out. Also, now with the finances that are going to be sent abroad again, our young men are sent abroad for wars, distant wars. What kind of a price tag do you put upon the life of a human being or tens of thousands of human beings? You can't. Because each individual has an eternal soul. And that soul, there's no value. You can't put a dollar amount on it. Eternally, that individual is priceless. Not everybody will make it into eternity. Only the righteous and those who fear God. The true God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created all things. Before matter was, He was. Now, with the monies that are going to be in these bills, these emergency funding bills, $106 billion, an additional, and of that, $61.5 billion will be sent to Ukraine, $61.5 billion, $14.5 billion will be sent to Israel. We're going to continue The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50 cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carryout sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm trying to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
Okay. Okay, we're going to continue The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. As I have stated in the last 2 weeks, the United States is going to fund Israel. In this package, there's only $14.5 billion. $61.5 billion to Ukraine. Russia is a threat to national security. There are people that have to be paid. American government officials have to be paid. That's why this money is going to Ukraine. Martin Marietta employees must be paid. Boeing. All of the agencies in the military-industrial complex, the employees must be paid. Money that's going into Ukraine is going to find its way back into the pockets of many people that are part of this present administration. They don't have to be in the administration in the seven hills of hell in Washington, D.C. They just have to be, in one way or another, know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And they're going to receive some of that $61.5 billion. America will fund Israel. Jump, yell, scream, protest. Write your senators, your congressmen, write the president. It won't matter. Because the Bible says this country, Babylon the great Babylon of the end time, will support Israel, will keep Israel functioning militarily, politically, economically, with research, with technology. It's in the Bible. Scream, yell, protest, it won't matter. The Bible says, God's word says, this country will support Israel. And we will support Hamas. But Israel, in this war that we're in, that she is in right now, Israel is going to win this war, this conflict with the terrorists, with Hamas, with Hezbollah, with ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whatever the Islamic group may be. Islam is different things. It's a political system, a religious system. It is a military system. And the black flag, the flag of Islam, is flying over the dome. I forgot to look up exactly I think it's in Mecca. Meaning Islam is at war with the world. Not just Israel, with the world. I listened to a program last week on one of the Christian stations, which I generally don't do. But there was a rabbi, I can't remember his name. He was on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, with a guest. I have it documented. But in it, he made a comment about the word Hamas, that it is in the Bible. It is in Genesis chapter 6. And he gave reference to it. I went and looked. I went to the Strong Concordance to see the meaning of Hamas in the Hebrew. I'm crediting this individual with this finding. I've been looking at these verses for 50 years. And at the end of the world, before Christ returns, the whole world is going to be filled with violence. Violence is exactly what happened in Genesis chapter 6 before the flood. And I'm going to read to you what it says in verse 11. Genesis 6, 11. The earth was also corrupt before God, the earth was filled with violence. This was the condition before the Noah flood. Verse 12, God looked upon the earth, behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Would you say that we live in a corrupt world presently with the New World Order, with all of the nations and the corruption? Everything is corrupt with government agencies, medical, in the medical profession, technology, education. Everything is corrupt. And God said, he looked upon the earth and saw that man's ways were corrupt. Verse 13, God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. The people were violent. So God said, I'm going to kill. I'm going to destroy the people. Now the word Hamas, this word is in the Bible. In the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, verse 13. Violence in the Hebrew is Hamas. H-A-M-A-S, Hamas. Exactly like the Hamas in Gaza. God was warning the world in Genesis chapter 6 before he destroyed the world through the flood, that at the end of the world, like Christ said in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, it will occur again in the days of the coming of the Son of Man before God sets up his kingdom. That violence will once again be the main focus of the nations. Violence. Hamas. He warned us back then. He was warning us that Islam would be the tool that Lucifer would use to destroy and to interfere with everything within the nations of the world. Violence. Violence is the ingredient that is going to cause Christ to come once again and punish the nations for their violence, for their evil. And Genesis is saying that Islam, which is being represented by Hamas, violence will be the focus of the world that we're in. Now, the word Hamas in the Strong's Concordance, this is what it means. I'm going to let you decide. It means violence. It means wrong. It means unjust gain, cruel, damaging, false, injustice, oppressor, unrighteous. This is the meaning of violent. Hamas. Does this mean that the world is at war with Hamas? And violent people, all of these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, what has occurred in this country is Hamas. It's violent. And it's interesting that these groups, Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, they support Islam. So they're family. It's family. God wants the world to know that right now, Israel is at war with violence, with violent people, with a strain of religion, or with a religion, not a strain, a religion that is fairly new. The Bible was written 3,300 years ago, roughly. The Ten Commandments were given to Moses, to the children of Israel. And the Bible is 2,000 years older than the Quran. So the Quran is a book that is much younger by 2,000 years, and also it was patterned after the Bible. So it was patterned after the writings of Moses, and the world doesn't know this. Israel is setting a pattern right now for the nations. Israel is at war with violence, with violent people, with terrorist groups, extreme terrorism. Not all Muslims are extreme, but there is that percentage in Islam, in the Muslim religion, that is very, very violent because they're full of hatred toward Israel. And according to the writings who wrote the Quran? I just drew a blank. I'll think of his name in a second. Muhammad. And Muhammad created a religion / army model / political system. That's what Islam is. The pattern with Israel is, again, Israel is fighting to exist. And eventually the nations in which the terrorist groups have migrated to are going to fight to exist. This is one of the things that the Bible said would happen. Violence. And it will come also through communism / socialism / fascism in the communist countries, China, etc. And it would also come through what we call in this country democracy, which is a term that throws the truth. We use the term democracy, but actually we are a Nazi regime / communist / fascist / socialist nation. So these three that I just presented, there will be violence. Violence in China, violence through the United States, violence through Islam, violence through the coming Antichrist system. It will be the last system of violence before Christ returns. I just want to let the audience know, the listeners, that the whole world, violence is going to be like darkness settling on the world. In the decade before Christ returns, there will be violence. There will be war. War means violence. Ethnic races fighting against races. That is violence. You will have countries trying to subdue the citizens through violence. Christ in the Bible, you can believe what the Bible says, is true. 3,300 years ago, Moses wrote that there would be Hamas upon the world. Hamas would come to destroy Israel, would be a plan of genocide to eradicate a group, a family of people, the Jewish people. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
And another thing that is in the Bible is that the nations will not care about their sons and daughters, because the nations, especially in the West, because of a global order, a new world order, the order of the ages, the whole objective is to rule the world, and there will be no care. Don't you care about your sons and daughters? No. Do the people in Klaus Schwab care about the people of the world? No, they want to rule. How about Anthony Fauci? Same. How about George Soros? The same. Everybody, even this administration and the nations of the world, they are not in positions of power generally for the people. Not always the case, but generally the case. So the violence upon the world, upon the earth. The people in Islam, they never become nationalists. They never become patriotic to any nation that they are in. They are only patriotic to the teachings of Muhammad. Not all of them. I mean, there are the ones that are very, very extreme. They have problems with each other. They are at war with each other. They're always fighting for power, fighting for who's going to get the biggest piece of the pie. Who's going to get all this money that we're giving them presently? Who's going to get the biggest piece of the monies that are going to be set aside for the Palestinian people, which will never reach the Palestinian people? The Palestinian people, they're just the tool. The tool for Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS. That's Daesh, whatever you want to call it. They're the tool. You send the money to the tool, but that money never reaches the people. God says the only way these people are going to be helped, Christ said he is the savior to the nations of the world. One thing they don't have in Islam is they don't have a savior that washes away the sins. The sins are never washed away in Islam. And many people in Islam, many Muslims have a problem because they know they're full of sin. They can't escape it. Jesus Christ is the only way for their sins to be forgiven. But be careful, because if they meet Christ and Christ washes away their sins, they are forgiven and they receive eternal salvation. They will be murdered by the terrorists, extreme terrorists within Islam. This is documented. It is just fact. It is just truth. Israel is setting an example. Israel is going to be victorious in Gaza. There was a question that was asked over the weekend on one of the sites, and I'm going to read the question. So, if I can find it right here. So, Israel, according to State Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, he asks a question. Here's the question. Israel needs to think about who will rule Gaza if Hamas is toppled. It's a very interesting question. Who is going to rule Hamas? In other words, the cat is ready to pounce on the mouse. He's saying, America, we can rule Gaza. And like I've stated through the last 3.5 years, Israel wants, or America wants, to position its military in the nation of Israel. Obama was going to, that plan would have been realized in Syria during the Obama administration. But really, ideally, Israel would be the place. So what is Blinken saying? We've got ships. We've got personnel. We have 12,000 soldiers. We can pretty much answer our own question. Israel needs to think about who will rule Gaza if Hamas is toppled. Hamas is going to be toppled. Hezbollah will be toppled. The terrorists in Syria will be toppled. In the city of Damascus, the control center, they will be toppled. In the coming war, as it spreads into present-day Jordan, the terrorist groups will be toppled. This war is on the north and to the southwest presently. It's going to go into present-day Jordan. Israel is raising its hand right now, because God told them, you raise your hand, because once you finish this operation in Gaza, you, Israel, are going to move in. the Jewish people are going to move in. And you think that they're screaming now because they're accusing Israel of all these deaths of these children and women and people that are dying in the Gaza Strip? No, no. You have to put that blame on Hamas, on violence that will not let them leave that area. They're actually setting up restrictions or setting up roadblocks so these people can't drive out of that area. Again, it's the nature of Islam. They use people to hide behind. This is their main tool, the shield. This is why the hospitals are just packed with people, because people know that Israel is not going to bomb the hospitals. But the American people and the people of the world, they don't see the strategy and what's taking place. The people, they go immediately to the hospitals, because the people know Israel will not bomb the hospitals intentionally, like they were accused of bombing that hospital last week when it was a scud. It was a missile or a rocket that fell far and wide from its target. It was a scud. Well, not that actual rocket. It was a rocket that just malfunctioned. And it blew up in the parking lot. It didn't fall on the roof. It didn't kill 500 people. It didn't wound 700 people. These are the reports that came out. These are lies. So Israel is going to take over that area. Israel will take over Gaza. And the people are going to be upset. Also, there is the Dialogue of the Deaf. Over the weekend in Cairo, there was a summit between many of the Arab leaders, and they were gathering to see what can be done to...
or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50 Cent Tree Sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Okay, we'll just continue with the flow. Over the weekend, I was watching a YouTube video, and in the YouTube, they stated that the young men, 13-year-old, 14, 15, 16-year-old young men in Gaza, they were being moved out. Now, the women and the little children, no, they were, and the old men, they had to stay. But the young army to be in the near future, in the next year or two, the young army was allowed to leave. They're moving and allowing the young men, 13, 14, 15 years old, 16 years old, 17 and 18, they're pretty much already involved. But these young boys who are the future army, they're moving out. They're allowing these young men to leave. But the women and the children, they're staying. They're not being allowed to leave. They have to stay put. They have to be a shield. They have to take the bullets. They have to be involved in whenever an explosion takes place. They have to die. There has to be some type of collateral damage. It's what they do. It's what they always do. So going back to this summit that they had, the dialogue of the death. These Arab leaders, they meet at this summit for peace. And it was to be the a breakthrough was what they were hoping for, a ceasefire in Gaza. And this is what the UN wants, many of the European nations, the United States, they want a ceasefire because this gives time for Hamas, Hezbollah, all of these armies of violence to regather, recoup, rearm. It's not going to happen. And then they say, well, the Jewish people are the violent ones. They're the ones that started this. No, they didn't. You have to understand, there's less than 30 million people living in, or I think there's 27 million Jewish people living in Israel. The Israel is surrounded by over 120 million. No, more than that. Muslim believers, followers in all of these surrounding areas. Probably more like 200 million. So this is a campaign, a genocide that is being carried out by Hamas, Hezbollah. This is the plan to completely disappear every Jewish person living in Israel. And then once Israel and the Jewish people have been disappeared, who's going to move into that void? Do you think the United States is going to allow the Arab nations to take over present-day Israel? If you think in the future, you think ahead? No. Why? Because the United States, if Israel is completely eliminated, the United States will be the nation to fill that vacuum. The only nation that can fill that vacuum is the U.S. This is our objective. We don't mind allowing this war to continue. We're funding both sides. We're funding the terrorists through humanitarian aid. That is what the humanitarian aid is for. It is a support for the Islam or the Hamas and Hezbollah. It's not going to end up helping the Arab people in the Gaza Strip or in the West Bank. The West Bank and Gaza, they're the same group of people from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, from Iran, from Iraq, from maybe Turkey, from the Arab world. They have migrated to live in Israel. Why? Because they can work. Because it's a stable economy. It's a stable society. This is why they come. Benjamin Netanyahu, 15 years ago, he wanted to assist Hamas to be the party that would basically govern the Arab people there in Gaza and the West Bank. Why? Because if you can keep their tummies, if you can keep their bellies full, if you can feed them, they'll be, for the most part, content. Now, the terrorists won't be. but the people will be. And if you can open the borders or let them out every day to, so they can come and work in Israel and they have income, they've been given areas to live. And there's people that want to work. And they allow them to come in and out as they please to work, to make a living. Benjamin Netanyahu's plan failed because of terrorists. But he tried. And now Benjamin Netanyahu, according to the Bible, is going to go a completely different way. He's going to go to total victory in defeating Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, all of them. That will be this war. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be victorious in this campaign. But then, following this campaign, there will be another campaign. The United States is there to pick up the pieces. So our motives are not Americans don't have the best motive. We always do what we do for our own gain. Yes, we're going to support Israel, but we're going to support Hamas. And the Arab world's not going to put up with it. The Arab world doesn't want America sitting on the fence. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC for podcasts to the Present Truth section.
Stand with people that are in the storm and who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to freedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, that wraps up today's program. Now I'm going to read Genesis chapter 11, 12, and 13 one more time. And Noah, let's see here. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with Hamas, violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. The two conditions at the end of the period of time prior to Christ's return. Violence, or Hamas, and corruption. Verse 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with Hamas, violence. Through them, behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And Noah's flood came, and the violence and the corruption was judged. God is coming again to judge Hamas violence through the religion of and the religion of Islam. He's coming to judge communism, socialism, fascism. He's coming to judge the coming kingdom of Antichrist and all the nations that will work with Antichrist. And he's coming to judge all of the corruption of the leaders of the nations of the world that caused the citizens of their nations to suffer. This is what it says right here in Genesis. Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Exactly the same. Violence, corruption, and the citizens of the world suffering. So, anyhow, I was going to, if you would like to support me, you can send support and your, you know, also I want to thank people for supporting me through their prayers and assisting me with prayers. That's important. I need to be protected. So, if you want to support me and assist me with prayers and finances, I appreciate that. And for help financially, if you want to send support to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and with checks, money orders, things of that nature, please make them out to Rick Rodriguez. Don't make them out to KHNC. It confuses things. Please make things out to Rick Rodriguez. You can mail it here. And then if you want to support in other ways, just make sure that you put a note that help or assistance is to be directed to me. And prayers again. Thank you very much. So this word Hamas, they started the war. This war is the beginning of many wars throughout, not only in the Middle East, but in the European nations. There is war coming from the terrorist groups, extreme terrorism in the European nations. Also to the Arab nations, Saudi Arabia, you name it. This terrorism is going to also affect the Arab nations, the nations that allow this type of radical Islam. Even Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, the United States of America, Canada, internationally, Islam is at war with the world. China is at war with the world. America is trying to stay dominant as a leader, a hegemon internationally. We're in for a time of violence according to Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, 12, 13. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Tomorrow we'll visit podcast 1360khnc.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.